one of the Neil Diamond archives. Big Baby. Very impressive.
The classics.
Very good stuff. Welcome back to Chenal Country Club. It is the Hall of Fame classic today at Chenal's Bear Den Golf Course, which I have closets in my home that are wider than many of the fairways here.
You fear this course, don't you?
I have nightmares about Bear Den.
I can tell.
It is. I think it's the hardest course in Central Arkansas.
That's a bold statement.
It is.
Isn't it?
I would have to ask Shap because he's good.
There we go.
Scott Tabor's here.
I'm seeing fear in your
eyes.
You
see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my cologne, actually.
Scared me.
But,
Ode to Fear?
Yes, Ode to Fear. Like Razorback pitching legend Scott Tabor joining us here at our broadcast location. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
How are you? This is the most exciting time of the year for college baseball teams.
It is. And, you know, watching the teams reminds me of the teams in the 70s, the Texas teams in the 70s and 80s. Strong pitching, great fielding, not much hitting.
Yeah. Well, Arkansas's fielding has been suspect.
If you don't have the fielding, you have great pitching, and no fielding, the great pitching is not so great.
Is there anything more disheartening as a pitcher, though, than seeing those guys bumble and stumble around behind you?
Somebody asked me that the other day, and you know those are your teammates, and you see them every day making the plays, and they just blow one. It's a little disappointing for about 2 seconds, you know. But then, because every one they blow, they've made three great plays that you didn't say anything about. So it is a little bit to a hair, but not, you know, if it happens over and over and over, then it does. But it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. Well, have you had a chance to see this team much this year?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, again, every time we start getting geared up and thinking, boy, they kind of got it figured out. Things are starting to really – then it's like, boy, this weekend you go and you lose 2 of 3. Right. And again, baseball is one of those deals where you can have an off day.
Exactly.
Like they had in the final game. And, you know, you get hammered a little bit. But, I mean, is this a team you can get behind that you can believe
sure
in?
Sure you can. Well, look at last year. It's the same formula they had last year, and that's the formula that Van Horn is living and dying by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you play a good out-of-conference schedule, midweek games where you're throwing some of your second-tier pitchers and trying to get them some experience for the depth later on in the season, and depending on good pitching and good defense. But those two go hand-in-hand because good pitching is not striking everybody out. Good pitching is not walking people, making them hit the ball, and make plays behind them. And
That's the flip side of it. Your teammates don't get on you when you walk guys,
that's right?
So
well, no, yeah, they do. And Van Horn was the worst. Let me tell you, Van Horn was the worst.
Really?
Okay. Coming to the mound, and you're struggling a little bit. You walk two guys in a row and then plunk one in the head, and then he comes out from second base and looks at you in the eye and goes, you still strikes.
So easy.
It's that simple, going, right? Yeah.
You know what? I don't know why I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
A great idea.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, throw some ground balls. It's more democratic, they say.
I like the line drives to hit them right at them. That's the best pitch in baseball. It's the Adam ball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hit it at them.
Easy out.
Yes, sir.
Was he always intense off the field?
Real intense. Well, on the field, you know, I mean, he paced. I watched him in the third base when he was on third base, and he paced back and forth. But at second base, he would do that. He had his glove in one hand, looking down. He's kicking the dirt, talking to himself, and he's probably telling, you know, why don't you throw this and this and this and this? And I'm looking at him going, what are you thinking about? You know, catch the ball, turn double play, or do whatever.
Did you ever suggest to him how to do his job?
I never did.
Okay.
I never did.
Well, it all worked out. Well, he's doing a great job, certainly, and they
really
built quite a program. You know, we've had people making the argument lately, Scott Tabor joining us, former Razorback pitcher, if you're just tuning in, that this may be the most disappointing season in the last 20, 30, 40 years for a Razorback athletic program. My whole deal on this is I have no idea what's going to happen to this team, but if you told me they went and they went deep into the College World Series, it wouldn't shock me. If you told me they got bounced in the regional, it wouldn't shock me either. So I think there is much to be left to be written on this particular program. It's not like football or basketball. It's such a unique thing.
Yeah.
Where, it depends on the – people tend to forget that you have nine guys on the other team that are all great D1 players battling against you. And if you catch a pitcher on the other team that may not be their ace, but he's having a great day.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as a pitcher and a golfer, golf's the same way. You can have a great day on the course and then go up the next time and shoot 150.
Don't I know that?
Or 60.
Like a streaky basketball 70, three-point
exactly.
shooter, right?
Yeah.
You know, just every now and then they have their day.
You got to keep playing the game. You got to keep – that's why you got to play the game. You go, oh, we're facing this pitcher. We can't beat him. Well, just don't play. But it doesn't, you still got to play it.
Yeah, that's not fair, really.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, what else you got? Can we skip this guy? He's got to pass every year.
We pass on this one.
Yeah. Next, what else you got?
Bring in the lefty.
Yeah, it's like, what was it the other day where the umpires got suspended after they brought in a pitcher? He didn't throw a pitch, and then they changed pitchers?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Scott, SEC tournament coming up soon. For this Razorback team, how important is it for them to get wins in this tournament, or should they be looking more towards the regional?
You know, but that's the deal. Isn't that what's still up in the air? Yeah. Are they going to get a regional or are they not?
They're going to play in one.
They're going to play in one.
They're
going to
play in one.
But do you save?
You really don't. What you want to do with your pitching staff or anything else is you want to keep them. You don't want to say, oh, we're going to rest this guy for 12 days, because the worst thing you can do is be in a rhythm throwing once a week. You're a Friday, Saturday, Sunday starter, and all of a sudden you go 10, 12 days, and you think, well, they're kids. I mean, they can adjust. Your body gets in these rhythms. You know, every third day you have your bullpen day. You rest 2 days, then you long toss, and then you have this, and then you pitch. Well, if you break that a little bit, now you have two bullpens and two long toss days, and then you sit a day, and then you travel, and then you get there, and it's just a feel. It's just a feel more than anything else.
Okay. So, when you played, was there a huge focus on winning the conference tournament? Was that a big deal?
When we played, Arkansas had never been out of postseason. I've been in postseason.
Okay.
So, we were second place that year in the conference to Texas. We weren't supposed to be, came out of nowhere. It was in 79. And then we got went to the conference tournament. We came in second in that. That was a surprise. And then we got an at-large bid. A bunch of us were fishing on Beaver Lake when we heard it on the radio. At-large bid. I'm an 18-year-old. I go, what is that? At-large bid to what? They go, regional. Where's that? Tallahassee. Where's that? It's Florida State. Are they good?
Cool.
That's when they were setting home run records, mm-hmm. You know, team records. Guys got 40 in a 25 game, 30 game. You know, they're hitting.
It's incredible.
Then you see the right center field porch. It was, 180 with the wind blowing out.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. So it was, we go down there and just blow through the region. I mean, just everybody's looking at us like, who in the world are you guys?
Just never know, dude.
We had those softball uniforms on back then. Everybody else is decked out.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
They should go back.
Still got the jersey.
Retro.
Up against the top of the hour. We're going to talk about some nicknames coming up in our next hour. But you're, real quick, we got about 30 seconds. You're coaching baseball and softball now.
It's fast pitch softball.
How about that?
It's exciting. Girls are more excitable and more receptive than boys.
That's what everybody
says. 10-year-old boys, they know it all. 12-year-old girls, you say, and get your feet here and here, and you throw your hand and do this, or when you're throwing a ball, your hand in front of your elbow, and they're looking at you, and they try it, they do it, and they look at you like you just bought them a car.
So simple,
awesome.
Right?
Scott, good seeing you, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, kids, turn off the video game.